House Bill 1095, an act to authorize professional corporations, limited liability companies, or limited liability partnerships owned by certain health care professionals of more than one profession.
House Bill 1095, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. House Bill 1095 is basically intended to allow members of certain medical health care communities to establish professional corporations, such as limited liability companies and limited liability partnerships. We already permit, under South Dakota law, individual groups of health care providers to establish professional corporations. One of the criteria that we have in that regard is that if they establish a professional corporation, that they have medical malpractice insurance. And that's as a safeguard for the members of the society, the patients that they're treating. The limited liability companies, limited liability partnerships, et cetera, that we're talking about here have to meet that same requirement. They can't establish these entities, limit their liabilities, if you would, without having some sort of protection for the general public. I'd like to take you just quickly through the bill because I think there will probably be a number of questions, and let's try to deal with maybe some of those in advance. To begin with, only individuals who are licensed under the medical arts chapters of our code at the present time are going to be available, are going to be made, or permitted rather, to establish these limited liability companies, limited liability partnerships, and corporations. Let me direct your attention first to Section 3, where it says a professional corporation may not employ a person who is an authorized licensee unless at least one shareholder of the corporation is an authorized licensee of the same profession. In other words, if you're a doctor, if you're a cardiologist or whatever, if you've got a license to do that and you're a member of this corporation, that's fine. You meet that requirement. Each specialty, each medical care type provider must meet the licensing requirements. Second, Section 4, no professional corporation may provide any professional service without a certificate of registration from the licensing board involved, the medical licensing board for which that shareholder is licensed. Now, this is a very unique requirement. Very few times when you require an outside licensing board to approve the members of a particular corporation, but that's provided for and that protection is here. Section 5, upon receipt of an application for a professional corporation or limited partnership, the licensing board shall investigate the proposed legal entity. So right from the get-go, we've got the medical licensing boards looking at each one of these legal entities, partnerships, corporations, etc., to check them out. Section 7, anytime there is an amended article of incorporation or a document which creates this legal entity, then the particular licensing board has to be notified and they get an opportunity to review any changes. Section 8, the medical licensing board, if you would, having jurisdiction over a professional corporation, can suspend or revoke the registration for any of the following reasons. If the medical practitioners aren't living up to their licensing requirements, then the authorization for this professional corporation, limited partnership, can be, in essence, revoked. Now, I'm pointing these out because there's been concern that perhaps these entities will be used to, in some way, shirk the responsibility of the medical practitioners there, or that the medical practitioners within these professional groups will in some way do something that runs afoul of their commitments under their licensing. We've got checks and balances throughout this particular piece of legislation. Going on to Section 13, it says this act does not authorize any individual to practice any profession or furnish any professional service for which the individual is not licensed. So if you're a cardiologist or if you're a medical doctor of that nature, that's what you provide. You don't provide other medical services outside the scope of your professional license. Section 14, a professional corporation may exercise any powers accorded it generally applicable governing law, so long as the professional corporation exercises those powers solely to provide the pertinent professional services or accomplish tax ancillary to providing those services. So the professional corporation powers, the authority that it uses to act as a corporation, must be in accordance with and cannot exceed its medical licensing authorities. Number 15, no professional corporation may adopt, implement, or follow a policy, procedure, or practice which would give any licensing board having jurisdiction for disciplinary action cause for a violation of professional ethics. All we're simply saying here is this corporation, in essence, its operation, its membership, is going to be subject to the same licensing requirements that the specialties, the medical specialties of the shareholders involved are have to meet. And notice in that same section 15, if there is a dissension or deadlock regarding corporate policy or action violating the terms of this act shall be reported to any licensing board having jurisdiction. If you've got shareholders and they have a difference of opinion as to some medical practice, who gets to resolve it? The licensing board issuing the medical license. You can't have a whole lot more control than what we're putting into this. Section 16. This act does not alter any law applicable to the relationship between a professional licensee furnishing healthcare services and the person receiving those services initially, or including liability arising out of those services. In other words, you cannot, if you are a stockholder in this corporation, you cannot set this thing up so as to avoid, if you would, liability like any other practitioner who may not be in such a professional group. In Section 16, it says very clearly that the licensing board, having jurisdiction over professional corporations authorized in 4711, and these are the various medical specialties, are authorized to promulgate rules pursuant to Chapter 126 to implement the provisions. So we not only have the Secretary of State, with whom the limited liability partnerships and the professional corporations have to deal with and meet all of those requirements set by the Secretary of State, they also have to meet any rules and regulations that the various licensing boards set down for those particular professions. This piece of legislation is intending to enable many professional medical care providers with opportunities to consolidate, to minimize costs, to help reduce insurance costs, to help cut down overhead, and very honestly, in a number of small communities or relatively small communities in the state of South Dakota, that type of consolidation may very well keep the medical practitioners in those smaller communities. I would encourage your strong support for House Bill 1095 and would stand by for any questions that the body might have. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1095? Hearing none, Representative Early.
A question of the council, please.
State your question.
Does this bill in any way end medical services that the providers can provide to patients?
Representative Hunt.
Yes, I'd be happy to. No, in those sections, in two or three of the sections that I just read, it clearly says they cannot go beyond whatever their medical license provides. And so if you have a particular service that the corporation wants to provide, it's got to go find a medical provider that can provide that service under the present licensing laws of that particular medical service in the state of South Dakota. So no, it's not expanding. It's not allowing, for example, a medical doctor to do chiropractic, nor a chiropractor to do medical, and it's letting all of the designated types of medical services to come together for better efficiency, for some tax benefits, and for, in essence, I think, some benefits that can be passed on to the state of the people in the state of South Dakota.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of House Bill 1095. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Larry Dietrich, Napoli, Koskin, Duenwald, and Crisp. Representatives Larry Dietrich, Duenwald, and Crisp. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 19, absent 1, excused 1.
House Bill 1095, having received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.